Welcome to FSE University Lesson 183. This one is on truthfulness. This is the last in our series of character traits that the Lord is working on us on during our sanctification process, in our journey in life as he molds us, whether we work with him or against him, to be more like his son. We went through these traits. We started with this idea of fearing God. You can't accomplish any of these things without a healthy fear of him. The second one then was this idea of humility. In order to be humble, you have to fear him. And then we talked about submission, submitting to God, you need humility. Then we talked about this idea of meekness, being meek, which requires submission. Then we got into this idea of faithfulness, being willing to trust God with your life, which requires submission. Then now we're talking about being truthful to God, which means you trust him in that relationship you have. You're humble and you talk to him in truth. And in this one, what's really neat is that he delights in telling the truth. If you look at the screen, Proverbs 12, verse 22 says, "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight." He loves people who are truthful. What's really interesting here, though, is when you look at what that word means, the word truthful, that word literally means without wax. It means sincerity. Now, where did they get this idea of without wax? Well, in the old days, when they made sculptures or statues, like the picture you see here, when the artist is completing a sculpture or statue, if there are cracks or crevices in it, what they would do is they would fill them in with wax in order to hide that crack. And then just paint over it in the color of the statue so that you couldn't tell. The way people would look to see whether or not the statue was quote unquote truthful or without wax is they take a candle. And if they're looking at buying that statue, they put the candle up to the statue and go around it. Any place where there was wax, it would melt. That's what it means, literally, to be truthful, is to not have any wax, to be sincere, to not be a hypocrite. So let's walk through these. First one is God says he hates those who lie, those who use wax. Proverbs 6, verse 16 through 19, God literally gives us the six things he hates that are an abomination. Listen to this. The six things the Lord hates, seven are an abomination: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift to do evil, a false witness who speaks lies, one who sows discord among the brethren. He mentions lying two to three times in here. What we have here is the most valuable statues that had no wax in them cost the most because they had no imperfections that they needed to hide. That's what God's saying. He doesn't want you hiding your imperfections. He wants you to tell the truth. The next one is God is actually looking for sincere people. He seeks those who are accurate, who tell the truth. Look in Joshua chapter 24, verse 14. It says, "Now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord." Serve him in truth. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be someone you're not. Be real with him. Be truthful. Now, I love the next one, Psalm 15, verse 2. This is an amazing psalm. It literally is called the character of those who will dwell in heaven one day. Listen how it starts. "Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle? Who may abide in your holy hill?" In other words, who will be in heaven? "He who walks uprightly, works righteousness," and then here's the key, "speaks the truth in his own heart." All right, he's not talking about speaking truth to an audience, because you can make up truth to satisfy the audience. He's talking about within you. Remember we talked about the inner spirit, the soul, and the body? The inner court, that holy of holies, is your spirit where God resides. Your soul is the outer court. This is you, your personality, your decisions you make. Your body is how you express those decisions. He's saying in your soul, God loves people who speak the truth, because he looks in there. Remember what he said in 1 Samuel 16:7. Man looks at the outward appearance, the Lord looks at the heart. And this is exactly what this verse means. Speaking the truth in your heart delights God. Then we have, why does God take such a hard stance on truthfulness? It's not because his Ten Commandments say we shouldn't lie. It's because he doesn't lie. He can't. It's who he is as a person. Look at Titus chapter 1, verse 2. It says, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. And then look all the way back and look at Numbers. Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he not said and won't he do it? Has he not spoken and won't he make good? God doesn't lie. That's not in his nature. That's not in his character. He's a God of truth. Let's click on the screen and go to slide 2 and take a look at this. Well, we all lie. Why is it so hard to tell the truth? Ephesians 4, verse 25 says to put away lying. Let each one speak truth. Well, you know why we lie? Because we don't like the truth. Click on the screen. It's better to tell a half-truth or a lie and avoid the consequences. When you look in Jeremiah 17, it says your heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? We would rather lie than face consequences. Ecclesiastes has something neat to say. Ecclesiastes says in chapter 9, verse 3, this is an evil in all that is done under the sun, that one thing happens to all. Truly, the hearts of the sons of men are full of evil. Madness is in their hearts, and then they go to the dead. We are full of this evilness of not telling the truth. But besides not liking to tell the truth, we don't trust it. We think it's actually better to try and work things out on our own, because we think there's no way if I tell the truth, I won't avoid the bad things that can happen to me, the consequences. So you know what? I'll manipulate things on my own to avoid facing any consequence that will happen because of what would happen to me if I told the truth. To prove this out, let's look in Genesis. This is an amazing story. Now, here's Abraham. Here's Abram. He's with his wife. He's with Sarah. They're coming in to Egypt. And here's what it says in verse 10. Now, there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe. It came to pass, when he was close to Egypt, that he said to Sarah, his wife, indeed, I know that you're a woman of beautiful countenance. Therefore, when the Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife, and they'll kill me, but they'll let you live. Please, say you are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and I may live because of you. Literally, what's happening is Abram saying, I'm going to lie here so I can avoid any consequences that could happen to me. This is what we do. We don't trust telling the truth. So let's look at this little table I put together here, because this is how a lot of us live our lives. And if we're not careful, we fall into this. Let's look at something I do. I flatter my boss sometimes. Why do I do it? Because I want him to like me. What do I call it? Brown nosing. What does God call it? Lying to my boss. How about this one? I exaggerate things. Well, why do I do that? Because I want people to admire me. What do I call that? Well, I'm just stretching the truth. What does God call it? I'm lying to people. And the last one, I live beyond my means. Why do I do it? Because I want people to respect me. What do I call it? The American way. What does God call it? Living a lie. This is why God says, don't fall into the trap of the culture where you live these lies. Please me. Let me be in control of your life. I'm seated on the throne of your life in your inner man. Now it's up to you to ignore the carnal nature that you have and do those things that you know are wrong and instead yield to me and please me. This is the final lesson in molding character. Truthfulness that absolutely delights him. This is lesson 183.